Good morning. I'm Stan Howe, Vice President of Dow AgroSciences for North America.
Tell me about some changes that are taking place at Dow AgroSciences.
Well, there's a lot of changes taking place in our technology, but one of the things that we talked about here at the Farm Progress Show that wasn't directly associated with the technology is our logo change. If you go back and look at the roots of Dow AgroSciences, it kind of started in 1989 with a joint venture between Dow Chemical Company and Eli Lilly, and they combined their two agricultural divisions into a joint venture, and at that time we needed to create our own identity. So we came out with what we now refer to as kind of the Global Thrust as our trademark, and it served us well until recently, and we decided that we needed a change. One of the reasons that we needed that change was that in 1997, Dow Chemical bought Eli Lilly out. We were no longer a joint venture, and we were really a wholly owned subsidiary once again of the Dow Chemical Company, so it was only natural that we make that migration back. We also talked to a lot of our customers, and farmers related, it seems, to the Dow Diamond even more so than they did the Global Thrust, so it just made all the sense in the world to return back to the Dow Diamond as our trademark.
And you said before that there are a lot of changes taking place at Dow AgroSciences technically. Tell me about those.
Well, we've been very blessed to have a great pipeline over the last 6 or 7 years. If you look on the crop protection side of the business, we've introduced on average one new product a year, one new novel compound every year. Products like aminopyrrolids, spinanaram, pyroxylam, pinoxylam, and then very shortly we'll be introducing a product pending registration, a new insecticide called ciflaxaflor. And then on the seeds, traits, and oil side of the business, we've brought great improvement to our germplasm. We brought our corn germplasm along to the point where it's very, very competitive. We've just recently started increasing our breeding program in soybeans, and we've got some really good soybean products. And then, not that it's a big deal here at the Farm Progress Show, but our cotton business has grown quite nicely as well, to the point where we now feel we have about a 20 to 22% share of the U.S. cotton market, largely due to our superior germplasm that we have out there. If you look at the trait side of the business, we've been involved with Herculex for several years now. More recently, we've introduced Refuge in a Bag. We've introduced Smart Stacks. And we've also brought out a line of what we refer to as healthy oils. And it's our Nexera brand seeds that go into canola and sunflowers. And the oil that comes from those seeds is very low in saturated fat. So that's been a big business for us, too. But perhaps the biggest development at Dow AgroSciences is going to be Enlist. I think everybody knows that we're running into some weed resistance issues or some weed tolerance issues where we've used glyphosate repeatedly over corn and soybean crops. We've seen these weed resistance problems particularly manifest themselves in the southeastern United States, but they're growing and they're going to become an issue across the corn and soybean belt as well. All in all, I think there are 160 million acres of glyphosate-tolerant crops in the United States. We think as many as half of those acres, or 80 million, have an issue today, and it's certainly growing every year. So we think the addition of Enlist to the farmer's arsenal out there is going to be very timely. It's going to really enable him to farm the way he wants to farm, which is using something familiar like glyphosate to go over the top to get the majority of his weed issues out there.